good.
Mark said that when they saw you in spring training, it seemed like maybe command wasn't all the way there for you, but you said you were going to go down and work on some stuff.
Yeah.
What exactly was it that you worked on there?
So I was trying to throw a two-seam when I showed up to camp. I kind of worked on that before coming into spring training, and I thought it was ready, and it was just spraying it all over the map, and the two-seam kind of affected my fastball and made it into a cutter, and so theoretically I was just spraying the ball everywhere. And so that was kind of a thing of go down to the minors, work on focusing on that, and kind of maybe saving that for a rainy day, but focus on the four-seam slider, and those are the two pitches that got me to the big leagues, and refine those and make sure the mechanics were right, and when the opportunity presented itself, be ready to go in the big leagues.
So did you kind of shelve this two-seamer for now?
Yeah, we're going to put it on the back burner. Okay. We're going to try to throw it in there when it's ready or so, but right now I needed to throw strikes with my four-seam and slider.
How quickly did the command come back?
It was kind of a couple of adjustments I made with Khan down in AAA, work on making sure my body wasn't falling off to the side and staying through pitches a little bit more. It took a couple outings or so, but kind of had a breakthrough in my third outing and was kind of running with it from then on.
Is this kind of how you feel like you're at when you're at your best, just throwing a lot of strikes?
Throwing a lot of strikes and just kind of pounding the zone. The nice part about the pitch comm is literally says four seam or says slider, so just throw it at the mitt and try to keep it as simple as possible. And in the situation I was in, you're trying to eat up as many innings as possible and save the bullpen for tomorrow. So just throw strikes and try to get through the innings.
Remember the last time that you went through to the full lineup?
I went in 2021. I faced the Dodgers. I threw 2 2/3, kind of similar situation. Just eat up as many innings as possible. Faced Corey Seager as well when he was with the Dodgers in 21. So it was funny. I watched the video when I faced him in 21 before going out there to face him that last inning. That was the last time.
It's been kind of crazy couple of weeks getting DFA'd and then getting head back. And I know this is just to kind of be getting this opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that you get DFA'd. I mean, it was April when I got DFA'd. It was so early on in the season. I knew I could right the ship pretty quickly, and I knew the things I was working on in spring training weren't going to make me as successful as I wanted to be. And so I was basically trying to figure out what got me back to the big leagues, focus on that, and then keep working and hope an opportunity presents itself and then make the most of it when the opportunity calls. And so that's what I tried to do, and then worked on it down at AAA, and then came up here tonight and tried to show what I'd worked on, and it worked out pretty well.
Historically been pretty good against lefties, but to get the strikeout against Garcia, what does that indicate to you?
I've done well against lefties, but I think righties, I try to keep the same mentality and not try to make it too complex. It's the same two pitches I'm throwing to both guys, and just attack the zone with both, and then if the strikeout presents itself, try to take advantage of it. Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem. Thanks, guys.